The Bears are 4-4, which it feels like the season can go either way. Because in a normal season, there's 8 games left before 3 years ago. Now there's 9 games left in the season. The Bears, in theory, could win the majority of those games, finish with a winning record, and it might change the way you look at this team, even though a lot of people are dug in as to how they feel about this team, specifically the coaching staff, more specifically the head coach of this football team, Matt Eberflus. But I want to know what kind of Bears team you think this is that we're dealing with when we talk about a 4-4 team. Because for me, I think the jury's still out. A lot of people have already sent them to prison. They want to send Matt Eberflus off into the distance, you know, exile him from Chicago. But I'm not ready to do that just yet. I think he has one more chance to keep it alive. And I'm not saying if they win this week, he's going to be back next season. I'm saying if he doesn't win, that is a nail in a coffin.
We talked about yesterday the Brad Biggs mailbag that I perused after our show as well, that Biggs is under the impression that there's another year on Matt Eberflus's contract, that this is a 2026 discussion. I think that said, you really have to take that information into consideration, that the urgency for this team and the timeline might be slower than what we realize. Part of that is because they drafted Caleb Williams this year. But we have maintained, if this is not working, how long do you want this to go on where somebody is learning in the NFL? He's your 1-1. He's setting habits. We can see teams fail young talent and they can never come back from that. That happens in this league. Occasionally, you will get a quarterback getting a change of scenery and improving. Shane Waldron's last quarterback is the best example of that. But that's not what you want here. You want to establish the right offense for him, the right habits for him. And frankly, how much of the locker room is with you right now? That's my main concern. The fact that we keep having to ask these questions, I'm not putting a lot of stock into what I heard out of him yesterday. I don't judge Matt Eberflus on his press conference answers. I judge him based on what's happening on the field. But until that gets sorted out, this is a discussion that we're going to have to continue to have.
Well, no one cares about his press conference answers as long as the wins are coming out. It's when you can't justify decisions and things that happen in a loss is where the real problem begins, because you want to know what your head coach is thinking, why, because you're trying to figure out, well, if this happens again and they struggle, what will be the reasons why they're struggling? Is it because of the talent on the field, the players not playing well enough, or did you as a coach not put your team in a position to win?
There it is.
And I think a lot of people are looking at a couple of coaches here in Matt Eberflus, Jared Mayo, and you could ask who's the better coach between the two. And one of those guys called his team soft earlier this season in a public forum.
And Eberflus is never going to do that type of thing.
Right.
That's just not who he is. I think Dan is still concerned about the press conference answers. Even if the Bears were undefeated, Dan would still be concerned.
I'm not as concerned about
you
that.
You said nobody, but I think our partner still is.
Okay.
What kind of 4-4 team is this?
Yeah, because they've lost their last two games. So they started 4-2. And kind of the psyche of, it's like going to the amusement park, right? What you remember about a roller coaster, from start to finish, a lot of times has to do with, well, where were the dips and where were the exhilarating times on that roller coaster ride? We haven't seen anything exhilarating from this team since before the bye.
Where were the peaks and valleys?
Yeah.
The other 4-4 teams in the league are the Rams, the 49ers. That's it. Everybody else is, they've either played more games or they're waiting for their bye week. Like Tampa Bay, for example, is 4-5. Tampa Bay is 4-5 in second place in the NFC South. The Bears 4-4 last in the North. And given that part of it, that they're in the best division, it's clouding my judgment on how good this team is. If we're talking about the Bears at 4-4 in a different division, I'm more confident about what I'm going to see.
But if you're talking about 4-4 in another division, they've probably already played division games one. Like you mentioned, the two teams that you just said, or the three teams. Tampa Bay already got swept by the
Tampa's
Falcons.
Tampa's 4-5, though.
Yeah, I'm saying they're 4-5, but more importantly than that, they've already been swept by the division leader.
Correct.
And the Rams were hurting largely in their skill position when you talk about their best two receivers. That's part of the reason the Bears were able to get that win
but the Bears
against the Rams.
For example,
and they still play the 49ers, by the way, who will have in all likelihood, Christian McCaffrey back by then.
Yeah, and that's a huge concern given how he can freelance against any team. I'll offer this, though. The Falcons are a +5 differential. Everyone in the division in the NFC North is a plus differential. The Bears lowest at +24. This is a 4-4 team that in any other division I wouldn't be as worried about. But in this one, this is a 4-4 team where I'm pressing a level 6 on the panic button.
Six out of ten.
Because of what we saw the last 2 weeks. If they are the team that I thought they were, and I predicted a 10-win season for this team, I had high expectations. And frankly, I wanted them to win. I wanted them to make the playoffs. They have not shown me in the last 2 weeks that they are a team that can do that. You're going to have to show us something in this division set that is going to get you back on track for what everyone else thinks the team is supposed to be doing. It stinks for your rookie quarterback. He shouldn't be put in that position. But he's had the best group around him out of any first overall pick in how long? This is the standard.
309 on the text line. Bears fan since 1974. Please name one time a first-year offensive coordinator came in and had a really good offense. Just one. Add in a rookie QB. It takes time, and nobody seems to understand that. By that, I mean over one season. Tell me the situation in Washington one more time, Layla. Can you explain that situation in Washington one more time?
Oh, that I don't care how complicated the offense is because they're executing? Is that what you're discussing?
The head coach or the offensive coordinator and a rookie quarterback.
Well, in I want the texter to understand Shane Waldron is not a first-year offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
it's his first year here.
Yeah.
He's been an offensive coordinator.
Again, we talked about it in
Cliff Kingsbury,
segment,
too.
In the first segment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The parallel is very direct right there.
No, I know, but I'm saying for that texter, it should look better because Shane Waldron has done this before. You can't give him the out it's his first year calling plays. No, he's done this before.
It was Luke Getsy's first year calling plays.
Right.
And now he's been fired by two teams.
Okay, and so
that's on me.
Back to why 4-4, while it's 500 and it seems like the future could be brighter than what you think it is, but it could also be much darker. Because they lost the last two games in the manner they did, coming off a bye week. Coming off a bye week, Layla, a bye week. That's why I'm looking at this team, and this is not a 4-4 team in the right direction. It's a 4-4 team in the wrong direction. They can get a train back on the tracks. Not sure how far down those tracks they can go.
Oh, it's going to be fair to Midland, I think, for the rest of the season. This is also a funny text, 815. This is the text line in a nutshell. Is this kind of text? This is the worst 500 Bears team ever. This team will finish the season at 7-10. The injury to Billings is a fatal blow to this defense and will not perform like it has through the first seven games when they were consistent defense every week. I think the injury to Andrew Billings is huge.
It is.
There's no doubt about that, especially with the run defense, and they got gashed last week up the middle and frankly, on the perimeters of the defense as well. But to me, you're talking about the defense still? I need you to talk about the offense.
Oh, we will. No,
this text line.
No, I'm saying we will. Let the texters know, the callers know, we will. In fact, we want your input on what kind of 4-4 team this is. Call us 312-612.
I think 412 is Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it actually is. 312-644-6767. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
And we want you to keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Gale Street Inn. It's on November 12th. I'm hosting it with Jalen Johnson. He's going to have a lot to say. It's sponsored by Timber Tech Decking and Railing and AARP. The younger you are, the more you need AARP.